The following is another Classic Hits Sports presentation. Kick APR Sports presents high school football.
Ball in left hash near the Ravenna sideline. Fake the handoff to Kine, wants to throw. Out here in the flat, got the man complete with a 10 to the 5. Touchdown, Centura. A 15-yard touchdown pass into the hands of Lucas Kine to get him on the board.
Tonight, it's a Luplat Conference battle in Centura as the Centurions welcome in the Ravenna Blue Jays. High school football on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
High formation, twins to the left. Cremosta takes the quick snap, trots back to pass, rolls to his left, throws it as far as he can for Gator's shot. Is behind the corner, and he's into the end zone for the touchdown. And it makes it 26-0. One play, 34-yard touchdown pass. The second touchdown pass for Blake Cremosta.
Centura is poised to take the next step in the rebuilding process. And the preseason district favorite, according to Huskerland Prep, Ravenna has been tested in back-to-back weeks and looks to remain the top team in the area rivalry. It's the Blue Jays and Centurions coming up next. But first, a new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Centura High School with Classic Hits Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to Friday Night Football here on Central Nebraska's sports leader, Classic Hits 98.9, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. It's a Friday night, and we are at Centura High School for a Luplat Conference matchup. That doesn't mean anything in football anymore, but it is a couple of teams that know a lot about each other's athletes playing against each other since they were old enough to compete in just about every sport. The Ravenna Blue Jays are on the road to take on the Centura Centurions. And this is the New Tech Seed pregame show. Glad to have you along with us. And what everybody's hoping tonight, there's a lot of homecomings around Central Nebraska, a lot of district play, so that means there's not a lot of teams traveling a long way. And everybody's just hoping to get their football games in here tonight. I think if the state would have mandated a 6 o'clock kickoff for everybody, we probably would have got them in. But 7 o'clock, it rained here earlier today in the Caro area. And, of course, that dampened the junk johnners, who are all over the place, by the way, if you're heading over to the football game. But you have to take a look and see what this football game will mean if we can get this game in. You've got a couple of teams that are so used to running the ball. And this year, they've actually opened things up. Ravenna's thrown the ball more in three games than they probably would in 2 years. And for Centura, new offensive coordinator Larry Baker, and for them, they have went to the spread offense. Of course, Coach Hansen had him in that double wing and just ran the ball strong, and something he really had to do when he took over this program. Centura, the thought about Centura football is as high as it's been probably since the 2002 team about a decade ago. This is a team that was even picked to win this district overall, that has Blue Hill in it, has Ravenna in it, has some juggernauts from the past, teams that have went deep in the state playoffs. But a lot of these kids, even though there's not a lot of seniors, a lot of these juniors have participated and even saw varsity time when they were freshmen. And you know how we talk about it's their year? Well, it's either this year or next year. A lot of talent here in Coach Hansen's fourth season with his son as the quarterback, and he has got this football team headed in the right direction. 2-1, the one loss to Sutton, who was in the state finals last year. None of their games have been close. We expect that to be different here tonight against Ravenna. We'll hear from both the coaches, Greg Hansen of Centura and Mark Hudson of Ravenna, in just a moment here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Want to let you know what else is going on our airwaves and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Southern Valley is at Blue Hill on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Kearney Catholic is hosting Central City on ESPN 1460 1550, and Gibbon is at Adams Central on 1230 AM KHAS. We'll take a break, hear from the coaches on the New Tech Seed pregame show as we get ready for Centura and Ravenna here on Classic Hits.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, Master, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits, and we are pleased to be joined for the first time this season by Ravenna head coach Mark Hudson. Squads 1 and 2 has already definitely been tested, going on the road last week to St. Pat's, the week before with St. Cecilia, coming off that season opening win against Superior, and not a real veteran team here, Mark. A lot of spots that had to be replaced. You don't have a lot of seniors on this football club, and we'll get to a couple of those standouts for you in a little bit, but how do you think this team has performed through the first three games, considering what you had to work with?
Well, you know, where we're at right now, it's kind of been up and down, but, you know, we've come a long way. You know, 2 months or 3 months ago, we knew we kind of had to make this transition to a little bit more of a balanced offense, and we looked not so good down at camp this summer. But, you know, we just keep grinding. We just keep working each day to get a little bit better. You know, we got plenty of coaches, so, you know, we tell them, make sure you're coaching somebody almost every play. So the kids have done a nice job. You know, our effort against St. Cecilia was pretty good. We got off to a bad start against St. Pat's, and, you know, we came back after the middle of the second quarter and started to play and had a pretty good second half. So we're streaky, we're young, we're trying to find ourselves, but, you know, we've only got two kids that really are returning at the position that they played last year, so those are going to be growing pains that you go through.
Well, and obviously, we've joked for years about the way you guys have been effectively running the ball, but you've thrown the ball more in three games than you maybe have in maybe almost 3 years, which is a little over the top. But seriously, you've thrown it more in three games than you normally would in one season.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, that is correct. And, you know, it's just a testament to the kids. You know, the offensive line is making progress, you know, and that's what I always want out of my teams is just to improve and get better, play with great effort, you know, represent yourself and your community and your family well. But, you know, we want to adjust to the skill that we have. And, you know, I've said that before, and I know media and fans, they roll their eyes because it all looks the same on the stat sheet. But, you know, this year we looked at it, and we don't have a dominant offensive line. We've got some good players. We've got some kids that are scrappy. But we knew we couldn't just line up and pound the rock behind them all night long and get 8 or 9 or 10 guys in the box, and it just wasn't going to work. Blake's a returning quarterback or returning starter for us last year as a sophomore and kind of got thrown into the fire, and he's got some moxie, you know, and we wanted to build around that. And you know, number 6, Sikowski, you know, he's a kid that played running back, and we just noticed that he was so much better in space than kind of running between the tackles and hitting the crease that, We saw an opportunity, and we need to get out there, and we need to exploit those things. We've had a couple other kids step up and be a little more balanced, so we're not just a one-man receiver show out there. So, you know, you do what you have to survive, and thank goodness for us, it's worked out so far this year.
Yeah, Mark Hudson, head coach at Ravenna, joining us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. You kind of touched on about three things I was going to ask you about. If you just look on paper, it does look like the Blake Cremosta show, and he's been good for you. And your top receiver, you just talked about, Tom Siskowski, has some experience there. How are you dealing with the other skill players and the things that they have to do when they're not touching the ball?
Right, yeah. You know, Chance Bach, you know, he's coming around. You know, he made a couple big catches this last week. And Dylan Huff, you know, we have numbers issues here at Ravenna, you know, and we don't have a lot of kids out right now for various reasons. But, you know, he's a kid that hasn't been out since his freshman year. And, you know, I talked to him last spring and was able to get him to reconsider and come out, and he has been an excellent addition for us, turning into a nice return man and a nice compliment to Tom that, as a receiver, he's making some plays out there in space for us. So we have to definitely, you know, continue to distribute the ball, you know. But I think that's going to give some people some decisions they're going to have to make. You know, do you double Siskowski, who's obviously the guy that Blake looks to first because of that trust issue? But then you've got two or three other guys that can definitely make some plays out there. So that's what you have to have. And, you know, we've seen it on the other side of the ball many years. When the more weapons you have, the harder it is to defend, and that's what we're trying to get to. Are we there yet? No, but we just got to keep working, and these kids have done a good job of that. And, you know, they know that going into this year they probably weren't going to be 8-0 and world beaters, but, you know, I think those are the guys that learn the most out of the experience.
Well, let's take a look at that other side of the ball. As you said, matchup-wise, you aren't the biggest team, but you've got a young linebacker here in Damian McElevey, one of the handful of seniors that has really looks like he's been playing some great ball.
Yeah, he's struggled kind of coming out of the gate. And, again, you know, we're looking at Blake and Tom are about the only two guys that are returning starters on that defense at the same spot. Both of our inside linebackers, Cody and Damian, played outside linebacker last year. And for the uneducated, you know, that doesn't sound like a big difference, but it's a world apart. So we moved them inside this year, and it was kind of touch and go. We go down to camp, and, you know, there's big holes, and we're struggling to read our keys. And, you know, that first night, he really kind of clicked as far as finding his way through stuff and just staying with his keys. And he's a smart kid. That helps. He's put on, you know, he had a good weight room this summer. So he's starting to develop some instincts. And I think for both of those guys, they're both better inside linebackers than they were outside linebackers. You know, playing outside in space sometimes, you know, Donovan and Blue Hill last year, it was difficult for those guys to play on the outside athletically. So bulking up for them has really kind of helped. Are they where they need to be? Probably not. But by God, they worked hard, and we're happy with the progress that they've made.
Well, last minute here with Mark Hudson, Ravenna head football coach. Centura has changed things up offensively. It's not any longer double wing and put everybody within a yard of the line of scrimmage and see who's got the football. This is a different football team, and they've got quite a bit of experience back on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, you know, I guess, you know, I think they graduated maybe two or three guys off of last year's team. And, you know, after we kind of jumped on them early, it was a pretty evenly matched contest, and you know, it's an old Lou Platt rivalry, but I think kind of the fun thing for us is, you know, whether it's media or whatever, or just their turn, you know, other people have kind of looked at this and marked it down as Centura being the favorite, which you know, I'm fine with, you know. And I guess you look at what they return, what we return, and where we're both at right now, and I'd have to agree with that. But I think we've closed the gap a little bit from where we were maybe two or three months ago. Our kids are working hard, and compared to the last 2 weeks, I think this is a much better matchup for us. You know, I'm confident in what our guys on the back seven on defense are capable of. I think our offensive line's coming around. I think we can, you know, do some things where, you know, a couple months ago I was maybe a little bit nervous about how this was going to turn out. But, you know, this is going to be one of those games where, you know, lack of penalties and lack of turnovers, whoever plays a smarter ball game is going to give themselves an advantage. And, you know, for the first time in a long time, you know, we're kind of going into one of these games with without the target on us, even though it's a rivalry, and I know we're both going to go after each other. But, you know, the onus is kind of on them. You know, we're kind of going into a little bit less pressure-filled situation as far as expectations, because, you know, they're the ones that are kind of picked to challenge at the district, and we're kind of picked down at the bottom. So that'll be kind of fun, especially since we like our matchup, and we think we'll be able to compete and lay it all on the line and see how it turns out.
Well, it should be a good one. Hopefully the weather doesn't affect this one too much, but let's have a good football game. Mark, always a great time catching up with you guys. Can't wait to see the Jays.
You bet. I appreciate the coverage, Doug, and we're looking forward to a great night of football.
Thank you, sir. Mark Hudson, head football coach, Ravenna Blue Jays. We'll come back and hear from the head centurion himself, Greg Hanson, right after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorp Farms also commends them for their academics and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorp Farms, Litchfield.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits as we get ready to talk Centura football with the head coach Greg Hansen, whose ball club is off to a 2-1 start, and Ravenna rolls in tonight, which has always been a pretty good rivalry. And coach, I want to start with opening up Huskerland Prep Report this summer or this fall when I got it and seeing Centura's name on the number one line in the district. What was your thoughts when you saw that?
Well, you know, we're making a steady progression of getting better and more competitive here at Centura. But do I think we deserve that type of, publicity? I don't think so. We haven't really proved anything yet. Tonight's game against Ravenna is our district opener, and that'll tell us a lot about where we're at.
Well, this football team, I guess we knew a couple of years ago when we were covering you, so many freshmen and sophomore that had to play. And as we all know, you got to have a little patience. And now it looks like these kids have developed pretty good for you.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's been a steady progression. I think that we're in a position that we can really turn the corner here this year and keep this program up for several years. We've got some good classes coming up. It's just about, getting that going, turning the corner, and, with a good game tonight, we're hoping to challenge Ravenna and get that done.
Well, through your first three games, it's not like you've had a nail-biter in the fourth quarter. You've kind of had both ends of the spectrum. You've taken care of a couple of teams that are 0-3, and then obviously you got tested by Sutton, who was in the state finals last year. Talk about the difference and maybe what you have been able to learn about your team so far through three games.
Well, we changed offenses. We're doing spread shotgun, no huddle. Larry Baker's my offensive coordinator now, and he's doing a great job with kids and the offense. And so going into the Twin River game, there were some questions. Can we really do this against other teams? Well, that turned out pretty well. And then right away we were tested by Sutton, and really that game ended at 32-8. I thought we challenged them pretty well because it was 8-8 late third quarter, and it was only 16-8. We dropped a pass that might have tied it early fourth quarter, and then they put two late touchdowns on us. So we really thought we played them well. And then Superior last week, you just got to – it's a great job taking game at a time. Doesn't matter who you are, we're always trying to get better. And we had a good, solid first half against them and got to play some young kids in the second half.
How big of a gamble was that to make a drastic change in offense? Obviously, you had to have a lot of faith in this move, getting away from that power running double wing style that you're used to.
Well, Larry and I had plenty of meetings before we decided. He had decided if it was good for him, and I had decided if it was good for our program. And we just felt like we have the same philosophies and the same goals for the kids in the program. I've looked at the spread offense when I was in Stanton. The hardest teams to play was Bergen and some of those teams that were doing these spread things, zone reads and screens. And I've always been enamored with it and wanted to do it. And now I find a guy that can do it. So we went ahead and did it, took the jump.
Talking with Greg Hansen, head football coach at Centura. Coach, what's the most vital part? I mean, your kids have to be smart. They have to be in shape. Obviously, they've got to have some talent. But is it the quarterback? Is it the line? Is it the running back? When you looked at your team, you said, okay, we finally have the talent to make this switch at this position.
Well, I think that it's just overall skill positions. We got to have a talent in line. And here at Centura, it's my fourth year here, and looking at the kids down the line, we're not going to have a ton of huge linemen. So we want to spread them out a little bit, kind of get some linemen in the way. But our skill positions are going to be pretty good. We're pretty good throwing the ball, pretty good catching the ball, pretty athletic in space. And that was probably the biggest reason for the move.
Now, you don't actually have a ton of seniors on the roster this year, but a name everybody's familiar with is Jake Hickok, who can do it on just about everything you want to do, offense, defense, special teams.
Right. Jake's, he's started for us since he was freshman. He's probably been one of our best players the entire 4 years he's been here. He's a sophomore. Captain is a sophomore. He's just, one of those kids. He's going to play. Sometimes he plays injured. He's going to give you everything he's got. He's going to leave it on the field. He's a good leader by example.
You take a look at your opponent tonight in Ravenna. I know this is one of those stepping stone games. It's your turn. I'm sure everybody's waiting for the win tonight. And as you said at the start of the interview, to get district play rolling along here. Boy, if you can contain Blake Cremosta, it looks like you've contained Ravenna, but I'm sure that there's more than that.
Right. Ravenna's Ravenna. They got a great coaching staff and good kids over there. you know, we're not going to get tricked or snuck up on or anything like that. As far as things go, they've got the advantage. They've had it. We need to take it from them. We hope our kids step up and do that.
I don't remember Ravenna throwing the ball as much as they have lately. Will that pose a problem for you guys at all?
Well, we're on that. We're on a 3-3 stack defense because we see so many spread teams. And, you know, I think we've got a good game plan. If kids get in positions and make some plays, I think we'll be in pretty good shape.
What are you still concerned on? What have you been working hard in practice this week?
Just that, like I said earlier, just that week by week, we're getting better each week, learning the new systems, you know, just the kids stepping up and competing every day. One thing I like to, you know, use one of Larry Baker's quotes is, hey, I want Friday night intensity in practice. And, you know, we're trying to get that every single day.
And what's it like with Michael running the show at the quarterback position for you?
Oh, he's done pretty well. You know, he's done better than I've expected. He showed he can run the ball and he can throw the ball. He's a smart quarterback, but we've got a lot of other good weapons. You know, if they try to take something away, we feel like we have other kids that can do the job as well.
Well, this to me, on paper, looks like it'll be a different style of Centura-Ravenna game. We won't see three total passes in the football game. We'll be seeing a lot more offensively and defensively than maybe the first years that this game has been contested between you two.
Yeah, it'll be a little different than you saw last year. They threw a little bit more than we did last year, and I think he's opened up his offense a little bit. But definitely on our end of the stick, you know, we're hoping to be pretty balanced. Yeah, you'll see a few balls in the air, a little bit more than in the past.
Last question, Greg, and then we'll let you get out of here. This will be your third home game, so the real test, you've got three of the last four all-district on the road. Is that a concern?
Anytime you're playing the quality of teams that are in our district away, that is a concern. But, you know, really going to focus, like I said, week to week. You know, if we continue to get better week to week as a team, as a program, we feel like we can compete with any of those teams.
All right, Greg, we appreciate the time as always, and hopefully it doesn't rain too hard on us.
All right, well, thanks a lot for the coverage.
That's the head football coach of the Centurions, Greg Hansen. We'll be back. Take a look at the starting lineups of the new Tech Seed pregame show right after this. And welcome back. Doug Duda with you here at Centura High School. We are keeping an eye on the weather. There is a severe thunderstorm warning that has been issued for Buffalo County. Weather Eye will be breaking in from time to time throughout the night tonight, and we will hope to bring you high school football to the best of our ability here this evening. Let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all of our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. First off for Ravenna, the center is number 79, 190-pound senior Preston McDowell. At guard, left guard is number 54, 210-pound sophomore Conninger Jonak. At the right guard, number 66, 195-pound senior Damian McAlevey. The tackles, number 51, 170-pound sophomore, the left tackle Luke Keilig. The right tackle, number 59, 180-pound senior Rusty Miller. The tight end, number 40, 175-pound senior Cody Eskrit. The wide receivers are number 3, 150-pound senior Dylan Huff, and number 6, 175-pound senior Tom Siskowski. The starting running backs are number 2, 165-pound junior Chance Bach, and number 30, 150-pound sophomore Sam Folkers, but you'll see more rushing yards so far this season from number 21, 155-pound junior Josh McWiggin. The head coach of the Ravenna Blue Jays is number 15, 160-pound junior Blake Cremosta. The head coach of the Ravenna Blue Jays is Mark Hudson, assisted by Noah Malsby, Dan Bowling, Matt Gangwish, Paul Sofel, Ryan Klein, Grant Engel, and Ryan Miller. Ravenna is 1-2 on the season. For Centura, number 63 is the center, 5'9", 155-pound senior T.J. Lindemeyer. The guards are number 57, 170-pound senior Tyler Sokol, and number 73, 165-pound junior Jacob Christensen. The tackles are number 53, 235-pound junior Brady Husenfeld, and number 56, 180-pound senior Wade Bentley. They are going to do the national anthem right here, so we'll take a break and finish up the rest of the starting lineup for Centura after this timeout.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. good things will happen.
Ostermeyer Equipment is your headquarters for top-notch farming and ranching equipment in the Midwest. Stop in and see them for your Vermeer Super M cornstalk baler and for a full line of rakes, plus a great selection of windrowers. Ostermeyer specializes in Vermeer, Great Plains, and MacDon equipment. With more parts on hand for those name brands than most dealers carry, see the knowledgeable staff at Ostermeyer Equipment today. Located on Range 220th Road between Shelton and Gibbon, best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game.
Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek Fuel Trailer Dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Kirshner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers or call Kirshner's at 800-652-1938.
Let's continue on with the remaining starting lineup and the special positions here. We've given you the linemen. Let's look at the wide receivers here for Centura. Number 14, a 175-pound sophomore, Travis Holcomb. And number 25, a 165-pound junior, Lucas Kine. The slot men or the wingbacks are number 23, 165-pound junior, Levi Rosenquist. And number 28, 175-pound senior, Jacob Osborne. The running back is number 44, 175-pound senior Jake Hickok, and the quarterback, number 17, 170-pound junior Michael Hansen. Head coach at Centura is Greg Hansen, assisted by Larry Baker, Scott Koronick, and Skeeter Wooten. They are 2-1 on the season. That's the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. They can take your banking and make it simple at Five Points Bank. Centura homecoming, the maroon jerseys with the white lettering, the traveling white with blue for Ravenna, and we are, I believe, awaiting the coin toss here. Unless they have already done that, the team's waiting. We have quite a bit of time still left on the clock here, and the teams are taking the field. So, you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, and we will kick it off right after this.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
All the staff and management of Loprino Foods in Ravenna would like to wish the area high school teams best of luck in the game. Loprino Foods is proud to be a part of the Ravenna community. Thank you for the hometown support of Loprino Foods in Ravenna. Understanding the pride it takes to be part of a team is no different in sports than it is at Loprino Foods. We take pride in our work environment and being a family, team-oriented company. Loprino Foods in Ravenna.
And it looks like Sam Fulkers for Ravenna is going to take the opening kickoff. It's a short squib kick. He'll bring it up over the 25 to the 30, 35, and get it out to about the 38-yard line. And that's where Ravenna will start first and 10. And they will send trips out to the left side, and Blake Cremosta will be in that pistol formation. He is also their leading rusher. Man in motion, Bach. And they'll go with that spread attack, give it off to the running back, and up the middle of the football field, across the 40 to the 45 to the 48-yard line. Driving the first running play of the game is McWiggin, and he's going to get about 9 on that first play. And we already understand that at Miles Field, they are in a lightning delay between Kearney Catholic and Central City. And that's the thing. It may not do anything, but you get a little lightning in the air, and if it's close enough, they've got to suspend the football game. And we hope to avoid that as long as possible throughout the entire state here tonight. In the meantime, we'll worry about the football game. Twins right and twins left on second down and one here for Cremosta. They break huddle, takes the snap, back to pass on second and one. Wants to go deep, going for the home run ball. Got a man behind the defenders. It's caught at the 20 and brought down at the 17-yard line is Dylan Huff. Beautiful pass from Cremosta. The play started at his own 47-yard line. And it's going to get all the way down to about the 17. So 33 and 3, give him 36 yards on the first pass play of the ball game. And already in the red zone are the Ravenna Blue Jays. That'll make it first down and 10. Ball on the far hash. That's as good as you can throw it there. Nice job by Dillon. Twins to the right side. Cremosa is going to stay in that pistol. We'll see that most of the night. Siskowski in motion. On the jet sweep, they give it to Tom, and he is going to be swallowed up in the backfield by Lucas Kine. Kine came through strong and a big loss on the play of four. And Siskowski never had a chance. He was wrapped up before he even had that football. And Tom Siskowski loses four on the play. That'll bring up second down and 14 for Ravenna. This time they'll put Cremosa under the center. They'll go I formation, hand it off to the second man through. Getting across the 20, getting back to about the original line of scrimmage is going to be Chance Bach. So he should get about 4 yards back, and that'll bring up third down and 10. And both of these teams will be in that situation where they would be going for it on fourth down. So keep that in mind here. Not a field goal kicker. And not a lot of real big kickoff guys. Well, they can punt, but as far as the kickers, there isn't much there. Third and 10 at the Centura 17-yard line. Bach in motion, and we have got whistles for illegal motion here, it looks like, on the Ravenna Blue Jays. Came from both sides, so everybody saw that one. It'll be our first penalty of the ball game. 5-yard illegal motion on Ravenna. We are just underway, 9:50 to go in a scoreless first quarter. Ravenna on their opening drive, a 36-yard pass completion to Dillon Huff. And that put the ball down to the 17-yard line, and that's where Ravenna was until that 5-yard penalty backs them up to the 22. Third down and 15 at the 22-yard line of Centura. 4 wideouts, and again, they'll send Bach in motion. That jet sweep rolling behind him to throw as Cremosa comes set, throws towards the corner of the end zone, jump ball. Siskowski tipped it and caught it. It was well defended. He tipped it straight up in the air and caught it at the 3, and it'll be first and goal. Tom Siskowski coming down with an outstanding play. And again, Kine was right there on the defensive back to make the tip, and it just went straight up in the air. And a gain from the 22 all the way down to the 3. That's 19 more. And again, I chuckle because Mark Hudson and I have talked about this for years. It'd be 3rd and 12, they'd run it. And that's not the case this year. 2 for 2, and it's 1st and goal at the 3-yard line for Ravenna. Out of the I formation, Bach the I. And they'll give it to the fullback. No, quarterback Cremosa is going to keep it on the belly option, right side, and he's going to get into the end zone for the touchdown. And Ravenna takes the opening drive right down the football field for 6. Blake Cremosa, the 3-yard touchdown run with 9:11 to go here in the opening quarter. And the Blue Jays are up by a score of 6-0. And now they will line up to kick the extra point. That seemed to be the one spot Ravenna thought that they'd be okay today, and that was on the line. Left-footed place kicker here. Cremosa will hold it for the extra point. Snap a little high, and the kick is going to be blocked. Caleb Gross, the PAT man, but the ball is blocked, and it was basically kicked into the line. So, with 9:11 to go here in the first quarter, 6-0 Ravenna. We'll be right back.
Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek Fuel Trailer Dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Kirshner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers or call Kirshner's at 800-652-1938.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history. While you are enjoying a great home-cooked meal, flash back to the past in this wonderful setting of the original tin ceiling, bared brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna. Read newspaper clippings from years past, from sports to town events. It's all at Flashbacks, and the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight. Flashbacks Bar and Grill in Ravenna.
Ravenna will kick the ball off. It squibs down the Centura sideline inside the 20. It's going to be picked up there by Travis Holcomb. Holcomb will bring it up to the 15, to the 20, to about the 21-yard line. And that's where Centura will have it. First down and 10, trailing 6-0 here at the hands of the Ravenna Blue Jays. And now, let's have some fun. Let's see what Centura is all about here with this no-huddle spread offense. Michael Hansen, the quarterback. You've got four wideouts. He's in the backfield. He turns. He hands it off to Hickok, who is a man, and he will not get much here. Maybe a half yard, and then a late penalty flag comes in at the end of the play. And we'll see what this one is all about, as Hickok was brought down by three or four Ravenna Blue Jays. About the only thing you would think that might be is a face mask. Let's find out. And our white hat referee says it is a face mask on Ravenna, so it was only a one-yard gain for Jake Hickok, but then you put on a five-yard face mask, and it'll bring up first down and four. So an unusual first and four. They're ready to go. And Hansen will stay out of that shotgun with Hickok back there, and they will hand it to Michael off the left side, comes forward, crashes across the 30, gets to the 33-yard line as he is hit across that line of scrimmage by Cody Eskrit, and a first down on the play. Move the ball from the 27 to the 33, a gain of six, and the first down here for the Centurions. And again, it's basically a simple four wide out shotgun formation here, Hansen. And it's going to be into the belly of Hickok. Quarterback Hansen wants it back. There's some confusion. Hickok gets turned around. Hansen keeps it and gets out to about the 35-yard line. It'll give him a favorable spot to the 36. It's going to be a gain of two, and it'll be second down and eight. Michael Hansen, in fact, both teams' quarterbacks are the leading rushers after three games this year. Second down and eight at their 31. Hand it to Hickok. Starts right. Goes against the grain to the left. He's into the secondary. 45-50. He'll be brought down by Nozicka. Nozicka brings him down at midfield after a 14-yard gain at a first down here for the Centurions. So three carries, 21 yards. And Centura, even though they like to throw the ball around the yard now, they are putting the ball on the ground here in this opening drive. And the ball spotted right on the midfield mark, near the hash of the Centura sideline. So they're on the right. Trips to the left this time because of that. And it will be taken by Hansen. Quarterback keeper starts left, now short side of the field. And he's hobbling as he came to the right side. And he is upended there by Tom Siskowski. And Hansen did not look at full speed right there. They're going to give him again a pretty favorable spot for 2 yards. Two carries, 4 yards. And we'll have to keep an eye there on the quarterback, Michael Hansen. Second down, we'll call it about 7.5 here at the 47. Low snap, Hansen has it. The left-handed thrower, going to throw it out in the flat, and it is underthrown into the attended hands of Levi Rosenquist. And on the coverage out there was Huff. The pass incomplete, the first pass attempt here for Centura. And that brings up third down, officially 7. 6-0 Ravenna with 7.5 to go here in the first quarter. And again, pretty dark. Lights not the big factor here. And back to pass slipping is going to be the quarterback in Hansen. And he fires it across the middle. And the ball is behind the intended receiver, Jacob Osborne. But there is going to be a penalty flag. And it's roughing the passer on Ravenna, which means a new set of downs. Third penalty here already on Ravenna. And that will keep Centura alive and move the chains all the way down to about the 32-yard line is where it should be when they place this down. And that's exactly where it is, 6-0 Ravenna. But Centura, with the help of a couple of Blue Jay penalties here, now have it first down and 10. This time they've got twins in the backfield. Hansen tries to draw him off with a hard count, sends it to the second man through and nowhere to go for Levi Rosenquist. He gets back to the line of scrimmage, and that will be it. Rosenquist able to be brought down there. And Jonak was the man in on the tackle for Ravenna. Second down and 10. Looking to the sideline, offensive coordinator Larry Baker. They do have flip cards out here, just like you'd see Oregon use, as they put that play out there and then come out of the pseudo huddle. Out of this spread formation, three wideouts this time, and the handoff will once again be to the running back in Rosenquist. Rosenquist gets a couple more, breaks a tackle inside the 30 to about the 26-yard line. That'll be a gain of six on the play, and it'll bring up third down and four. And again, probably a smart call there by Coach Hansen and Coach Baker. They know it's four down territory, so see what you get on the ground, and now you got two cracks to pick up 4 yards. There's some lightning. We don't want to see that. And they'll turn, they'll hand it to Hickok. Hickok straight up the middle. He's just moving the pile all on his own. He's going to be close to the first down marker, and where the side judge comes in from, he should have it to about the 21-yard line. And that is indeed the case. Hickok, a gain of 5 at the 21-yard line of Ravenna. So a whole new look here for the Centura Centurions. As we roll along trying to get this thing tied with 6:10 to go first quarter, Ravenna's up 6-0. Scored on their opening possession, Centura trying to answer. Belly dive, Hickok breaks a tackle, drags a man with him to the 15-yard line. And that's another good gain right up the gut there. The tackle is made by McAlevey of Ravenna. You're going to get about 4 yards on the play. It'll be second down and 6. Hanson, more of a pistol formation now, takes the snap. Fakes the handoff one way, gives it off to his second man. Nowhere to go that time for Rosenquist. And it's all about who's winning the battle up front. Ravenna has put him backwards a couple of times, and a couple of times that hole has been open. And they just drive backwards, and McAlevey was in there again. And Rosenquist is going to get credit for a yard, 3rd and 5. Ball marked down at about the 16, just outside the 16-yard line of Ravenna. As they check the armbands for the play on 3rd down and 5. And back to pass, Hanson. He's got a man open on the slant, but he's looking at a different spot. Runs, throws it out here, incomplete. Oh, he missed his man. Wide open was Lucas Kine, but the whole time he was trying to go to Jacob Osborne. He was trying to roll out, get the defensive back to commit to him on the run, and then dump it over his head. I know what they were trying to do, but Kine ran a quick slant, and nobody stayed home with him. So that'll bring up 4th down now. 4th and 5 at the Ravenna 15-yard line. Obviously, they're going to go for it. Even if they score a touchdown, they'll go for 2. So it's not like they could attempt the field goal here. Hanson takes the snap, looking to throw quickly out here in the flat. It is complete, and I don't know if they got the first down or not. It is hauled in there by Travis Holcomb. Good, quick tackle, and they may have to bring the chains in for this one. Hit him right outside. I don't think he got it. The white hat is eyeing it, and he is going to bring the chains in, and then we see where they mark the football down at, and they mark it a little bit closer to the 10-yard line. Going to have to get these bifocals adjusted. One guy looked like he was standing close to the 12, and the ball's in between the 10 and the 11, so Centura hoping that they've got enough here for a 1st down and 10 as the chains come across. This will be very close one way or the other. And they stretch the chains. It is enough for a 1st down. And it'll be just outside the 10-yard line. First completed pass of the ball game. And it'll be 1st and 10 just outside the 10 for Centura, trailing 6-0 with 5:03 to go here in the first quarter of play. Friday Night Football on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Caro, and Ravenna. As they come up, we'll say over the ball, staying out of that shotgun with 2 running backs. Rolling to the left, option with Hickok. Hanson wants to keep it. Now he cuts back. There's a penalty flag as he gets close to the 8-yard line. Minimal gain on the play, but there are flags right in the middle of the pile, and that usually means offensive holding, and that's exactly what it is. And that is a big penalty, moving the ball all the way back. And it depends whether they mark from where that flag's laying or where the actual hold occurred, because the flag's laying closer to about the 5-yard line. But they will march it back to about the 19. So we'll call that a holding penalty of 10 yards and give the quarterback, Michael Hanson, credit for a couple of yards on his carry. 1st down, we'll call it 18, 19 away from the end zone. Hanson calling the cadence, sends Hickok, now hands it off to the second man through, which is Rosenquist, comes off right guard, gets down to the 15-yard line, and will be brought down there. So a 4-yard gain on the play for Rosenquist, getting a few more carries here in this ball game. 2nd down and 14 at the Ravenna 15-yard line. 4:20 and counting in the first quarter, it's 6-0. Ravenna with the lead. Centura has already picked up 5 first downs on this drive that started at their own 21-yard line. Hanson on the hard count, 3-step drop, fade to the corner of the end zone, jump ball, and it is out of bounds. It was uncatchable anyway, trying to get it to Travis Holcomb, and I think Hanson probably knew that. That might have been more of a throwaway than trying to get it to his big fella. And Holcomb 6'3", so you can understand that he can go up and grab the football. But on this drive, 1 of 5 for 5 yards, through the air for Centura. That'll bring up third and 14 at the 15. Same set with the two wides and the two running backs. Hansen looking right, throws across the middle. Caught, touchdown, Holcomb. So they set him up with the corner post. Then they run the inside slant, and it's a 15-yard touchdown pass, and we are all tied up at six apiece. And it comes down to maybe extra points tonight. Last week we had the eight-man game between Fullerton and Shelton, and that was a 24-22 game where Shelton scored four touchdowns but had no conversions. Fullerton had only three touchdowns but had cut it to two. And they're actually going to line up to try an extra point kick here. This will be for the lead if they actually kick it. And that is Rosenquist. And the kick is right into the backside of his lineman. So I don't think we'll probably see a lot more extra point attempts tonight. Your tie score, 6-6, 3:59 to go here in the first quarter. Centura Ravenna, you're listening to Classic Hits and FlatRiverPreps.com.
Look out, 35-40, down the right sideline.
Tremendous impact.
He's at the 15, at the 10, he's at the 5-yard line, touchdown.
Great frequency and a big score with local fans.
He lunges and goes in for the touchdown.
When you advertise on Platte River Radio's huge array of high school sports broadcasts.
High school volleyball is on the air.
If we haven't contacted you yet, give us a nudge. We'd be proud to call your business our sponsor. Send an email to sportsmarketing@kkpr.com or call 308-236-9900.
10-5, touchdown.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
Along with our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Centura High School. Ravenna and Centura tied 6-6, each team scoring on their opening drive. Ravenna getting most of the yards through the air, most on the ground for Centura, and a squib kick will be picked up at the 33-yard line by Siskowski. Starts right 35, and then he is going to be brought down like a rodeo calf at the 42-yard line. It'll be first down and 10. That was close to a horse collar, but they had him just enough low on the jersey that it looked awkward, kind of tackled him head first. But again, good field position here for Ravenna. First and 10 at their own 42-yard line. 6-6, 3:48 to go here in the opening quarter of play. Again, Ravenna's going to go to the I formation this time. Cremosta fakes it to his fullback, keeps it himself, tries to follow him right up the gut, gets two, gets to the 45-yard line, gets to the 46-yard line, and it'll be brought down there, but we have a stoppage, and there must be a flag out there somewhere that I do not see on the far sideline. And Blake Cremosta getting the explanation from the referee. We have had no early indication yet as to what the penalty is. And we'll await the word here from the ref as he looks towards the press box. And was the play not blown ready? That's the only thing I'm thinking here. Apparently the play was not blown ready, so we're replaying first down. That's my guess. I don't know that for sure. I never did see a flag. So first and 10, they'll put Bach in motion. They give it to him on the inside handoff, and he'll get more than they did on the last play. Across the 45, out to the 48-yard line. That's going to be a gain of about five. We'll call it second down, and we'll say 5 yards to go. Chance Bach, second carry of the ball game. Siskowski, Huff go out to the right side. They'll line up in that I formation. Now they go trips to the right side. And coming back in the shotgun is going to be Blake Cremosta. Pump fake right, now throws over the middle. It is caught at the 45-yard line of Centura for a first down. And Siskowski is able to hold on to it. That's going to be a gain of about 8 yards, but there is a penalty flag in the backfield for roughing the passer, and we have seen that on each team here. So Cremosta is 3 of 3 through the air. And they'll get a first down there, then get another first down for the roughing the passer penalty. So two penalties now for 25 yards on Centura, 3 penalties on Ravenna for a total of 25 yards as well. And that will move the ball all the way down to the Centura 30-yard line. 6-6 Centura and Ravenna with 3 minutes and 3 seconds to go here now counting in the first quarter of play. And Blake Cremost is out of the shotgun. Again, they'll send a man in motion. It's Bach. Pitch play behind him. He's trying to get to the left side, and he is in trouble. He gets to the corner, and let's see where they step him out of bounds at. Good pursuit there by T.J. Lennemeyer getting into the backfield and chase him towards the Centura sideline. And from our vantage point and the light pole, it was hard to tell where he stepped out. They're going to say he's at the 26-yard line, a gain of 4. So second down and 6, and Ravenna is moving the ball very well so far here in this first quarter, but you have to say Centura is as well. 6-6, both teams long drives to get on the board on their opening possessions. Now to the I formation, Cremosta turns, hands it to Bach, the I back, big hole over the right side, 25-20, gets to the 15, and that's where he'll be lumbered down at there. Chance not the fastest guy of all time, but boy, he saw the hole and picks up 10 yards on the play. And that'll be another Ravenna first down. Mark the ball at the 16-yard line, the right hash, as we see Ravenna go from right to left and Centura go from left to right here in the first quarter of play. The wind would be slightly across the field here tonight. And out of the I formation, Cremosta takes the snap. Ooh, he is crushed, but he got it into the hands of McWiggin, I believe. And McWiggin makes a little bit of yardage there. They anticipated the snap count on the defensive line of the Centurions and came straight through there and made the tackle. Looks like the ball was fumbled, they say, and it's recovered by the Blue Jays for a loss of 1. And so that'll bring up second down and 11 at the 17-yard line of Centura. Now they'll go out of that pistol formation with twins right and twins left to the wide side. Siskowski's over there. Man in motion again is Bach. They fake it to him, rolling out. Cremosta wants to throw, and he does underneath, complete to McWiggin, and a minimal gain to about the 12-yard line. A gain of 5 on the play, but Cremosta still is completing his passes. I've got him 4 for 4, and it's going to be 3rd down and 6 here for the Jays as we are under 90 seconds to go in the first quarter of a 6-6 tie. Blue Jays take a little more time out of the huddle here. Siskowski splits out wide to the right. They're going to go I formation. McWiggin the fullback. Bach the I back. And you've got Huff out here wide left. And it's going to be quarterback option to the right side. Trying to find a hole as Cremosta gets inside the 10. Is not going to have the first down. It'll bring up 4th down and short, though. He does pick up some pretty good yardage there of about 3, and that should bring up 4th down and about 3 yards to go again. So Cremosta trying to find some room, just like he did on the touchdown run between right guard and tackle. So 4th down here for Ravenna. Centura converted a 4th on their scoring drive. Let's see what Ravenna does here. 4th and a long 3 from the 10-yard line of the Centurions as they line up in that I formation again. Cremosta under center, takes the snap. Hands it off over the left side, Bach, and Bach is going to get the first down to the 6-yard line. There was nothing fancy about that. He just went power left and finds the gap for a Ravenna first down. 27 yards here in the first quarter for Chance Bach, and that'll bring up 1st and goal for the Jays at the 6-yard line. Or are they going to measure it? Looks like maybe they are going to measure it. So we'll see. We were off the mark once earlier tonight. Let's see where this football got spotted and see if it indeed is a 1st down for the Jays. As they pull the chains, and it will be a 1st down by the length of the football. So just double-checking, just making sure. Good job there by the officiating crew, Mr. Golka and crew out of the Grand Island area. And it'll be 1st down and goal at the 6. And you can kind of feel the wind starting to pick up here at Centura High School. We know there are multiple games around the area that have been put in a lightning delay already tonight, including Kearney Catholic Central City, till at least 8 o'clock. 1st and goal now, Ravenna, at the 6-yard line of Centura. I formation, and there's going to be a legal procedure. The left end jumped that time for the Blue Jays, and that'll back them up 5. So the Fourth penalty, second motion penalty for Ravenna here in the opening quarter. And that'll bring up first and goal from the 11-yard line. And Ravenna wouldn't have to run another play here because there's only 15 seconds left. If they blow that ball ready, and they do, Ravenna hustles up to the line, though. Looks like they do want to get one more play in here. Out of the base eye formation, now the quarterback checks off Cremosta. Will he get it off? 3 seconds, 2 seconds, he does. Hands it off right side, Bach. Little bit of a hole before he is leveled. And on the bottom of that pile was Osmer in there. And he is going to be brought down at the 8-yard line, a gain of 3 that time for Bach. And that is the end of the first quarter of play. Centura and Ravenna 6-6, but Ravenna knocking on the door again. And we'll be back after this timeout.
Ravenna Superfoods is the place for big town savings with a large touch of hometown service. Fresh meats and produce can be found right in your hometown. So why not shop here and save yourself the drive? See friends and neighbors in the aisles of Ravenna Superfoods, a proud supporter of Ravenna Blue Jays on their road to success. Shop Ravenna Superfoods, located downtown Ravenna. Best of luck, teams.
Are you satisfied with your current Pivot dealer? Are your warranty issues handled efficiently? Does your current Pivot dealer have years of design experience to put the right product in your fields that will save you time and money? If you answered no to any of these questions, then you owe it to yourself to call Stoltenberg Irrigation, your Valley Pivot dealer. Ed can design a Valley Pivot system from start to finish to meet your specific needs. Stoltenberg Irrigation sets the standard for pivot sales and service in central Nebraska. Need a reference? Ask your neighbor. Stoltenberg Irrigation is
the best darn pivot dealer around.
Welcome back to Centura. We always want to thank the many fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you high school football action here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We're at the end of the first quarter of play. Centura and Ravenna are tied at 6. They each scored on their opening possession. And this is the second possession of the ball game for Ravenna. And they have it second down and goal at the Centura 8 for the opening play here of the second quarter. We'll try and get you some other scores when we get a chance, but the way things are rolling tonight, a little bit different circumstances as far as the weather. And now the referee, I think, has talked to both sidelines here. He was over at the Ravenna sideline. Now he's trotting over to Centura. And here we go. They're pulling him off. I did not see the lightning lately. But it looks like they're going to pull the teams off the field, and that will bring us to a delay of at least a half an hour here at Centura, and the lightning may have been back over our heads, but that sends the kids back to the locker room, and we're just at that point now, folks, where it's a waiting game. We can't tell you what's going to happen. We can't tell you if it'll start in 30. There's many times that games are postponed all the way until the following day, Saturday, Monday, depending on what happens with the weather, but we had a good football game going here, and now we've got a break of the action with it Centura 6 and Ravenna 6 here at the start of the second quarter of a play. And we'll get some weather updates back at the studios here in a little bit as well. We'll take a break. When we come back, I'll give you some score updates, so keep it here.
Are you satisfied with your current Pivot dealer? Are your warranty issues handled efficiently? Does your current Pivot dealer have years of design experience to put the right product in your fields that will save you time and money? If you answered no to any of these questions, then you owe it to yourself to call Stoltenberg Irrigation, your Valley Pivot dealer. Ed can design a Valley Pivot system from start to finish to meet your specific needs. Stoltenberg Irrigation sets the standard for pivot sales and service in central Nebraska. Need a reference? Ask your neighbor. Stoltenberg Irrigation is
the best darn pivot dealer around.
Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliances takes pride in providing the best quality for its customers for 4 generations and is proud, too, of the generations of great student-athletes from our area. The Lucas Savage name has a long tradition of serving all of central Nebraska with big-time quality and hometown service and looks forward to the opportunity to count you among the family of satisfied customers. Best of luck tonight to the area student-athletes from Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliances in downtown Farwell.
And welcome back, folks, to Centura High School. We have just went into our lightning delay here until at least 8 o'clock, as we do have some weather moving in over the horizon to our west. We have a 6-6 tie here, a 3-yard touchdown run by Blake Cremosta, after a couple of nice pass plays, one that Siskowski tipped to himself, and a 36-yard reception as well to Huff down there. And then a 15-yard touchdown pass from Michael Hansen into the hands of Travis Holcomb tied the game up. Neither team was able to convert the extra point. And so we are tied 6-6, and when the game resumes, it will be second down and goal for Ravenna at the 8-yard line of Centura. Kearney and Grand Island, they are scoreless going into the second quarter. These score reports brought to you by Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Norfolk 10, Lincoln Pius the 10th, nothing there in the first quarter. Lincoln Southwest with an upset tonight of Lincoln Southeast. That is a huge win for the Silverhawks, who had really struggled in the first month of the season. I believe that game was in overtime, and Southwest wins it by a score of 13-10. In Class B football action, it is Beatrice on top of Hastings 21-0 in the first quarter of play. Number 1 Gretna leads number 6 Crete by a score of 10-0. Early first quarter, Scotts Bluff is on the board first against Aurora. They lead it by a score of 7-0. York and Holdridge also in a weather delay. Adams Central has jumped out to a 14-0 lead over Gibbon in the first quarter. Auburn, a 7-6 lead over 4th-ranked Lincoln Christian in the first quarter. Kearney Catholic and Central City are also in a weather delay. Grand Island Central Catholic, St. Paul, Minden Gothenburg, Ainsworth Ord, Sandy Creek Syracuse, some other games that are going on. In Class C2, it is Hastings St. Cecilia just all over Superior. That is 55-0, and they have not quite made it to halftime. Blue Hill and Southern Valley, they're still playing. They're scoreless. Well, Blue Hill just got on the board. Blue Hill 8 and Southern Valley nothing in the second quarter. And we may be airing that game for a little while here on Classic Hits 98.9 and bring you some of that. North Platte St. Pat's 14-0 over Wood River late first quarter. Donovan Trumbull leads Thayer Central 6-0. That game is in the first quarter of play as well. Let's go on a little bit farther down the line here, see if we can bring you some eight-man scores from games in the area. And unfortunately, if they're to the west, they probably ran into those delays as well. It is Creighton over Elgin, 29-0. Exeter Milligan over Johnson Brock, 34-0 in the first half. Bruning Davenport Shickley, 6-0 over McCool Junction. That also in the first quarter of play. If you are at the Arapahoe Elm Creek or Overton Southwest games, love to get an update. Loop City South Loop, Red Cloud Franklin, 236-9900. Let us know what's going on with your ball game, 236-9900. Same with Amherst Wilcox, Shelton Axtell, Myrna SEM. I assume that most of these games are also in a weather delay. That's where we are at right now. The score updates brought to you by Valentino's. Stop by or request delivery in the Kearney area near the Hilltop Mall. Kearney, 6-6, Centura and Ravenna tied up here. We are in a lightning delay, and that started about 5 minutes ago, so we will take a break. Be back with more after this.
For years, the Bosch & Sons name has meant solid welding for Central Nebraska, and it's a reputation you can count on when it's needed most. If it's made of metal, Bosch & Sons Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, contact Bosch Welding and Repair at 207 South High Street in Cairo. For solutions, call Bosch for a tight weld.
Agricultural Services Incorporated provides proven tools and services to determine your field's needs. Services include soil sampling, gathering information, field tracking, equipment rental, service and sales, precision custom application of liquid and granular chemicals with experienced personnel, all combined to help you see better yields. You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services Incorporated in Bolas, Cairo, and Wood River.
Mills Ag Service of Dannenbrog is always geared up and ready to help you in the fields. Whether it's in the heart of the harvest season or during the off-season, make the call to Mills Ag Service. Mel is experienced repairing international and all tractor brands, along with irrigation parts and accessories. The service you need, when you need it. Count on the one name you need to remember. Mel's Ag Service of Dannenbrog, a proud Centurion sponsor.
Well, you know, we are in a weather delay for a half hour. What do you think, guys? Do I got time to drive into town and see if there's still anybody junk jotting? I think I could do that. I didn't know it would take so long to get through the community of Caro as it did this afternoon rolling in, but it is the capital of the jaunt, and I know there's a lot of folks from all over the state and actually from out of state that come in for this. And it doesn't look like, folks, the weather is going to be very severe around here unless something develops a little bit later on. In fact, there was only a 10% chance of rain before 10 o'clock here in our area. We now know that it is pouring in Kearney. But as we look at the radar, and they are in a severe thunderstorm warning, this system is moving to the northeast. And if we do get rain here at Centura High School and in this general area in the next hour, it doesn't look like that would be as major as what we're seeing in Kearney right now. There is a big break. There's a band that is all the way from the South Dakota to the Kansas border that is going from Lexington to about Kearney, up around the Burwell, all the way to Thedford, and then it breaks all the way out until you get to basically Imperial. The line is from Imperial to Ogallala. So from about Lexington to Ogallala, there's nothing going on right now as far as the rain, but it's not raining here either. We just had a lightning delay, and I don't think I've really seen much of any lightning since they pulled the kids off the field, but that's the NSAA rule, and you have to wait it out for so long, and we understand that you can't run them out and then 5 minutes later run them off and run them out, so they want to make sure that everything's good here. And it would seem that once this system moves through, and just going by the radar and my very minute experience in college with going through meteorology, it would look, if the lightning stays away, which we just saw another one, if it stays away, we could get the football game in from a precipitation standpoint. But the wind and everything else here is very bearable, and it looks like the wind has basically died. The wind was blowing, and it kicked up right before the game was called because of the lightning delay. We are going to bring you as much of the Blue Hill football game with Southern Valley. Everybody else is in a lightning delay. Gibbon Adams Central, I believe, is. We are here, Kearney Catholic, and Central City also in a lightning delay. And now with that rain, it may be even later for the Stars homecoming at Miles Field. Let's see if we have any new scores to update for you, and then we will send it back to the studios and get you over to Southern Valley and their competition over at Blue Hill. Last check, Kearney Grand Island, they're still scoreless. Scotts Bluff was leading at Aurora was trailing at Scotts Bluff by a score of 7-0. Kretna is up on Crete 17-0 at this point. Adams Central was up on Gibbon 14-0 early in their football game. St. Cecilia leading Superior 62-0 as they are not to halftime yet. Archbishop Bergen leads to Kama Herman. Donovan Trumbull now up 12-0 at Thayer Central. So there are some of the score updates that we can bring to you at this time. Nebraska Lutheran leading Hampton 24-6. Here at Centura 6, Ravenna 6, we are awaiting the first play of the second quarter in a lightning delay. When we do resume, Ravenna will have its second down and goal at the Centura 8-yard line. This is Doug Duda. We'll keep you updated on what's going on here at Centura High School. But coming up next, we'll join Southern Valley and Blue Hill with Jeff Babel.
Students are heading back to school and the local teams are ready to head back onto the field. Nebraskaland National Bank would like to show our support for the area students as they begin a new year. Stop by today and ask about our student accounts. From savings accounts to absolutely free checking accounts, we have the right fit for you. Visit us online at nebraskalandbank.com or stop by 46th Street and 2nd Avenue. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraskaland National Bank.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Bringing you back in the game of life with two locations in Kearney. The Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. Excellence in rehabilitation.
a very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And good evening once again, everyone, from Centura High School. Doug Gooda back with you here as it looks like we're about ready to play football in a couple of minutes between Centura and Ravenna. Our weather delay is going to be just short of an hour and a half, maybe right at an hour and a half by the time they snap the football. The teams came out, warmed up for about 12 minutes. They got a couple minutes left of doing that. Centura has now kind of congregated on the sideline, and they're just waiting to go. Ravenna has finished their warm-ups as well. It is 6-6. The first snap will be the opening play of the second quarter. Ravenna will have it second and goal at the 8-yard line. Taking a look at some of the first quarter stats, Jake Hickok had 5 carries for 30 yards for Centura. Levi Rosenquist, 4 carries for 11. Quarterback Michael Hansen had 3 carries for 6 yards, so 47 yards on the ground. And then through the air, Hansen was only 2 of 6, but one of those was a 15-yard touchdown pass to Travis Holcomb. For Ravenna, Chase Bach has carried it 6 times for 30 yards, and Blake Cremosta, 2 carries, 6 yards, and a touchdown. Cremosta is also 4 for 4 for 63 and 5, that's 68 yards through the air. So we're about ready to get our football game underway here. 6-6 the score, and we'll have a little shorter halftime, probably not by a whole lot here, and it has definitely cooled down. We'll see how the teams come out here. Ravenna seemed to be doing very well as the mini underdog in this football game, but if Centura can come out, make a stand, stop Ravenna here, second and goal from the 8, and take the football over, that will kind of give them the time they need. You know that Coach Hansen and Baker in that locker room were saying, it's homecoming, let's refocus, let's get out there, let's play some football, let's stop these guys, let's take the momentum. And for Ravenna, Coach Hudson had to be pleased. Let's keep doing what we're doing. Let's win the battle up front. Let's stick this one in there. Let's get the lead, and let's have the momentum. So this will be the key right here, I believe, what happens over the next few plays. Second and goal at the 8 to start the second quarter of a play. So again, Blake Cremosta, Michael Hansen, they are the key players in this football game for both squads. And we're ready to get her going again. So second down and goal. Let's play a little football as the weather delay has come to an end. Out of the I formation, Cremosta option left, finds a little bit of a hole, sneaks his way down close to the 5-yard line. And again, our vantage point, not the greatest with the lights here. That's not the most well-lit field. The Centura folks know that. But with the rain, the lateness, of course, the clouds here, when the ball's on the far side of the field, sometimes it's a little more difficult to see where they placed it, but they did place it on the 5-yard line, and that'll be a 3-yard gain for Cremosta. Third down and goal, the ball at the 5. And Ravenna taking quite a bit of time here in the huddle. They don't want to run into having a problem here with a delay of game, and they better hustle. They're not going to get this play off. Ravenna needs to call timeout. They're trying to get it, and they do. Boy, the assistant coaches over there did a great job for Ravenna. There was no way that the Jays were going to get that off. You could tell that the back judge was already at about a 3 count. So a timeout called here by Ravenna. So we are in the first quarter, and this timeout, the first one of the ball game, is brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney. We'll be right back.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
All right, out of the Ravenna timeout, it'll be third down and goal. Blue Jays at the Centura 5-yard line. Twins left. Siskowski wide right out of the pistol with two backs, man in motion. They will fake the inside handoff. Keeping it over the left side is going to be Cremosta. He breaks one tackle but does not get into the end zone. And he's going to be down between the 1 and the 2, it looks like. And it'll be fourth down and goal. And it looks like they're going to spot it at about the 2-yard line. Will be our best guess. Cremosta trying to keep it on that option. So, again, this is a big play here. Who's going to have the momentum coming out of this hour-and-a-half weather delay? They will put Bach as the eye back. McWiggin is the fullback. Cremosta is under center. Fourth and goal from the two. Turn, option, right side. Cremosta keeping it. He's upended. He doesn't get in. Great tackle in there, Hickok. And also in there, Lucas Kine. He went low. Hickok went high. And so coming out of that long delay, Centura comes up with the stop. They kept it in the quarterback, Blake Cremosta's hands all three times. Went left for three, then went right for nothing. And that means turning it over on downs. And Centura will be at their own two-yard line. So a long field here, and they like to go out of that spread formation. Let's see how the precipitation will affect what Michael Hansen wants to do. They were running the football somewhat effectively. Hickok in the backfield out of that spread formation, and out of that jet sweep, they just go blast right up the middle for a gain out to about the five-yard line for Hickok, it looks like. He'll get a short gain, make it second down. Maybe didn't even quite get to the five-yard line. The yard marker didn't even move on the far sideline, so we'll call it second down and 10. Again, they spread it out four wide most of the time. Some of the time they go with two offset backs, but this time Hansen checks for the play, calls the count, back to pass, has time, now scrambles to his right. He's a left-handed thrower, dumps it out here, and it is through the hands of his intended target, Jose Guzman, just a freshman out there. They tried to sneak him out, and again, I can't blame anybody for anything that happens right now in the second quarter because that ball has to be slick, and even if you want to throw the ball, it's going to be hard to catch the football here in this first half of play. By the second half, maybe they'll get some things figured out. It's third down and 10 at their own three-yard line. Low snap, Hansen stands there, looks to throw. He's going to go for it all, and he's just overthrowing everybody. They ran a deep crisscross pattern, and everybody kind of ran into each other. Guzman was down there with Lucas Kine, and as they crisscrossed, the Ravenna defenders were right there in front of him, and the ball sails deep and incomplete. So, three and out, and Centura will have to punt out of their own end zone, which is always interesting. And back there to punt it away, is that Hickok or is that Holcomb? It's Hickok to punt it away. He's going to go with that rugby-style punt, and he gets a nice one. It bounces at about the 35, the 40, and it goes out of bounds at the 44-yard line of Centura. 41-yard punt. And Ravenna, again, they'll have good field position. They've had good field position each time they've started with the football. It's gotten better each time. They were at their own 37. They were at their own 42, and now they are at the Centura 41-yard line. So the Jays will take over, tied 6-6, 9:37 to go here in the second quarter. We are just out of a weather lightning delay that started at about 7:25 tonight. They'll put Cremosta under center out of the I formation. Wide receivers each side, hand it off to the I back, and nothing going there for Bach. He got up to about the 44-yard line. I misspoke. The ball went out at the 44, not the 41. It was a 41-yard punt. And no gain on the play that time for Chance Bach, who had 30 yards on his first six carries, was getting 4 or 5 yards a crack. Second down and 10. So you can tell maybe the intensity and the focus has changed here coming out of that long 90-minute break. Twins left, twins right out of that pistol formation. McWiggin, the only man in the backfield, low snap, but he's able to pick it up. Now Cremosta just throws it out here, and it's dropped on a slant for Dylan Huff. Good job by Cremosta to keep his wits about him. Of course, the wide receivers had no idea that it had been fumbled, and he grabbed it, saw that Huff had made his cut, but he couldn't hang on to it, and it is incomplete. That is the first incomplete pass for Cremosta in this football game, and it'll stop the clock with 9 minutes to go. Second quarter, 6-6, third down, and 10 to go here for the Jays at the 45-yard line of Centura. Same formation, except they're going to go with trips to the right side. Three-step drop, pump fake, going over the middle, looking for the tight end. It's almost intercepted. I don't think Hickok got his head turned around in time, or he would have grabbed that and been off to the races, intended for Chance Bach. And so back-to-back incomplete passes, and haven't had much offense coming out of that weather delay. It'll be a punting situation here for Tom Siskowski. Ball spotted at the Centura 45-yard line. Going back deep is Guzman and Lucas Kine. Ziskowski gets the snap, not much of a rush. A pretty high short kick that bounces around the 25. Centura has to let it go, a little roll down to about the 10-yard line. Looks like they'll officially mark it at the 11. That'll be a 34-yard punt, no return. And so Centura now for the rest of this second quarter just going to try and improve their field position if they don't bust a big play and just keep exchanging punts here with Ravenna. Last time they started on their 3, this time they start on their 11, so I guess they gain 8 yards in the exchange of punts. 6-6 your score with 8:47 to go here in the first half of play. But after the weather delay, neither team has been able to move it, and Michael Hansen will look things over with 4 wides and his running back Hickok off to his right side. He will hand it off to Hickok, who tries it off the left tackle, and there's not much there. The interior line for Ravenna has been very solid. Among those on that interior line, McAlevey, Miller, Moore. 1 yard gain on the play for Hickok. It'll be second down and 9. Hansen stays out of that shotgun. Same formation. 3-step drop. Wants to throw. Going deep for Guzman, and it's incomplete. In fact, Cremosta had slid over from his safety position and just about found a way to catch up to the football. Well covered there that time. On the coverage was Matt Nazika, and he got some help from his safety as well. So far tonight, even before the storm, there hasn't been a whole lot of luck through the air for this spread offense of Centura, and that'll bring up 3rd down and 9. Hansen again, 3-step drop, has time, now scrambles, and there's a penalty flag. He'll dump it out here, and he misses a wide-open Hickok at the 30-yard line. It's not going to matter. This one would have come back. Probably a holding call, and I would imagine that Ravenna declines it. Considering where they're at on the field, it would only be a 6-yard penalty, so it would be 4th and 9 at the 12-yard line, or you've got 3rd and about 15 at the 6. And the way that Hansen can throw the football, I wouldn't give him another chance, and that's what Coach Hudson decides to do. He decides no, they'll decline the penalty, and we had quite a few in the first quarter of play, 4 for 30 on Ravenna, 2 for 25 on Centura. So another 3 and out here. And back to punt it away will be Hickok with that rugby style to his right. Gets that one away, might be returnable. It's taken right at midfield. Now trying to get to the right side is Ziskowski. 45, 40, penalty flag, 35. He's brought down there. Nice open field tackle by the Centurions and Lucas Kine. But it doesn't matter about the return. Nice punt on the play, a 38-yard punt that time. And a 15-yard penalty for a block and a back. Or 10-yard penalty for a block and a back. We'll put the ball back at around the Ravenna 40-yard line. 6-6 your score. Centura and Ravenna waiting out that lightning delay. And then we had some pretty good rain. And then we were able to play some football. And we will try and get you some other scores here in a little bit. At halftime, Merritt Lawson back at our CPI Mr. Tire Studios in Kearney will bring you some scores from around the state, because basically, east of Wood River, Grand Island, they're playing with Kearney. Hastings, they haven't had much problem tonight. So if you're Grand Island or east, you really didn't have to worry about a delay. But we have had delays here at Centura, St. Paul. Kearney Catholic's game delayed. First down and 10, Bach in motion out of that sweep. They'll hand it to him on the left side. Starts left, tries to cut back up the middle, and he'll slip down as he makes that cut. Maybe get a couple of yards out to the 42-yard line. Chance Bach with a 2-yard gain. It'll be 2nd down and 8. 7:45 to go here in the first half of a 6-6 ball game. And Ravenna again taking a little time out of the huddle. That usually means they're going to try something they haven't tried yet. Huff split out wide to the left and in the slot, Ziskowski. In the backfield this time, you have got the fullback in Folkers, and they want to throw the football out here in the flat, and it is in and out of the hands of Dylan Huff. And that's just the way I think it's going to be tonight. These two teams are going to have to find a way to get it done on the ground. Since the delay, the two quarterbacks are combined 0-for-7. And that is not what they're hoping for, and it's not necessarily the quarterback's fault. They have thrown a couple on the money. 3rd down and 8 yards to go here for Ravenna. Ball at their own 42-yard line. In that pistol formation again, they want to go with a quarterback draw. Now they pitch it out here to Folkers, 45. Ooh, and he gets leveled by Hickok at the 46. Sam Folkers tried to do a little juke move on him, and in the middle of that juke, Hickok split the 3 and the 0 on the front of his jersey. It was a nice start to the play, a gain of 4 on the first carry there for Folkers. But that's going to bring up a punt, and Sam does pop right back up. And Siskowski now back there to punt it away. Just the freshman Guzman to return. And the kick, there's a beauty. High, spiraling kick. And it's going to be popped out and taken at the 18-yard line. 20, 25, up to the 30, the 35. Good return by Guzman. Good high sailing punt that time. 32, 36 yards. But a return from the 18 out to the 37, they'll officially say. First down and 10 for Centura. So the Centurions gradually turning the page in this football game, turning the field a little bit in their direction. And now they'll have it first and 10 on their own 37-yard line, still 6-6. Hansen with twins in the backfield. He's going to hand it to the second man through, and there's absolutely nothing there. Just nothing there. And carrying it was Levi Rosenquist. Sometimes they'll line up Hickok Dix deep. Sometimes they'll line up Rosenquist deep. And no gain on the play for Levi. 5 carries, 11 yards. Second down and 10. So here's the situation. You got to make sure now that you hold on to the ball. A turnover, a drop ball could make the difference if this is the way the rest of the night's going to go. Second and 10. Back to pass Hansen. Sideline route. And Guzman caught it, but then he stepped out of bounds. I'm not even sure he gained a yard, maybe one, up to about the 39. Gain of 2 short yards. It'll be third down, and we'll call it 9 yards by the time they put it down. So just a 1 yard completion, but at least it's a completion. Centura now might try to give him a little hitch and go after that, see if that was a setup play or not. Hansen looks to the sidelines for the signal. Twins in the backfield out of that shotgun formation. Back to pass again. He's got some pressure. Going to have to throw it out here in the flat, and it is caught, but well short of the first down. Hickok caught it. He's covered there by McElevey, and it'll be a gain of about 3 and bring up 4th down and 6. And we are playing 3-and-out football right now here in the second quarter with 6 minutes to go. So we've already, this will be the 5th punt in 6 minutes. Here in the second quarter, Hickok for the third time. Ball spotted at his 43. Tough one to get there. He had to corral it and then boot it away under pressure, and he made a nice directional kick that's going to roll out of bounds between the 15 and 20-yard line of the Ravenna Blue Jays. So a good job there by their senior Hickok. He's not going to lose his cool. He's got his head on the game, and he's able to pump that football down to about the 18-yard line, it looks like, where they're going to mark that one. So a 39-yard punt. And Hickok is averaging right at 39 on those 3 punts. So Ravenna, to start the second quarter, was at the 8-yard line, didn't get in, and now they're all the way back at their own 18. 6-6 Centurions and the Blue Jays. As Blake Cremosta looks things over out of the pistol, sends a man in motion from left to right. Toss pitch that way. Trying to get to the corner. There's the 20, breaking a tackle to the 25, 26, maybe all the way out to the 27-yard line. Carrying the football that time was Siskowski. That's the second carry for Tom of the ball game. We'll call it a gain of 7, and it'll be second down and 3. So Ravenna uses a lot of motion. And for Centura, they just try to pick up the pace a little bit. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll give you the first half stats, score updates, and more. So stay with us on second and 3. McWiggin, the lone man in the backfield. Again, they send a man in motion, short side, and go with the inside handoff. And a great job, Centura is there. Neither team is able to go anywhere up the middle. And McWiggin gets nothing. And one of the first guys in there was Hunter Nance. The big fella, 6'3", 275-pounder, shot right through there from his nose guard position, and it's a loss of 1 for McWiggin. And that'll bring up third down and 4 for the Blue Jays at their own 24-yard line. Huff splits out wide to the right. You've got Bach in the slot to the right. As they go out of that pistol again, Cremosa, one-step drop, throws the deep slant, and nowhere to go. It was 2-on-4 because Huff and Bach were only about 3 yards apart, and there were four purple jerseys, or maroon jerseys, excuse me, on the coverage. Great job there by the defensive secondary. And another punting situation here for Ravenna. So each team scored on their opening possession. Ravenna marched it down on their second possession. That's when the storm came, and we haven't had anything positive really since. There's the snap, Siskowski. A little rush is on. Sometimes that works. That time he threaded it through there to the 40-yard line. It'll be picked up there, Guzman. He'll bring it out to the 43. And that's a 36-yard punt and a 3-yard return. So Centura, again, gaining yardage on this exchange of punts. It's not necessarily a lot of yardage, but they are moving up the field on this exchange of punts. Problem is, they may not get the ball back if they don't move it here on this possession. 4:12 to go in the first half. They've got all their timeouts. Ball spotted at their own 43-yard line. Let's see if Hansen can get something done here or if his receivers can make a catch. He rolls out, looking, has time. Now decides to have a comeback route, and it's going to be caught at the Ravenna 49-yard line by Lucas Kine. Plenty of protection that time for Hansen, and he was able to direct traffic. And Kine is going to be able to move the sticks here on a gain of 12 on the play. And that is our first down for either team in the second quarter. Obviously, first down since the resumption of play. Split out wide to the right late is Travis Holcomb on first down and 10. And again, back to pass. Hansen wants to throw short here, and that one just slid out of his hands, well out of bounds, trying to go short here to Jose Guzman, and he was covered by Nazika, and the pass falls incomplete. It is interesting to watch what offensive coordinator Larry Baker and his quarterback Michael Hansen are trying to do. It seems like they want to throw a short, very short pass to bait the corner, and then the very next play they'll come back with something a little deeper. Second down and 10, and here's Hansen looking the same way. There it is, going deep for Holcomb. He's behind two players, but the ball's a little underthrown, and it's going to hit the ground incomplete. As Huff and Cremosa basically ran into each other and the ball falls to the ground. So there you have it. Centura, they'll throw a short one, then they want to go deep. Not necessarily to the same guy because that was to Holcomb, but in the same general direction. See if you can get that defensive back to bite on it. Third down and 10 now. Ball at the 45-yard line of Ravenna. And Centura is going to hand it off. Over the right side is Rosenquist. He gets three and then is shoved back by about five white jerseys. Off the bottom of the pile, Cody Eskrid is in there. And also big number 51, Luke Keilig. And that'll bring up fourth down and 8, a minimal gain of 2 for Rosenquist. And it looks like Coach Hansen wastes no time. They're going to punt it away again. So Hickok now. This is about in his range to pin him inside the 5. It's a fake. Hickok throws it out here. Guzman, it bounces. He caught it up the field. He didn't quite get to the first down. I don't think he is very close at the 36. This just depends where they mark it. If they put it on the 35, they don't even have to bring the chains out. But if they don't, they won't, and it is short. So they tried the fake punt. They gained 7, and they needed 8. And so Ravenna will take over. 6-6 your score. And 1 yard short on the fake punt for Centura. Ravenna has 2 timeouts remaining. And give Hickok credit for a 7-yard pass. Let's see if Ravenna can move the ball on what could be their last possession. Cremosa runs option, had his slot man out here, and he is upended back at the 25-yard line. You can't fool Lucas Kine. And nowhere to go for Chance Bach. They put him in that slot left. They rolled him out there in that wing back option, and it was messed up from the very beginning. It didn't matter if Cremosa kept it or pitched it. They were going to make the tackle, and that is going to be a loss from the 36 all the way back to the 25, 26, a loss of 10, and that'll make it second down and 21. Faking the blitz. No, here it comes from the left side. Cremosa got it away in time, and it is going to be caught out there by Siskowski right in front of the Ravenna bench, and he picks up a good chunk here. It's going to be third and manageable, about 8 yards to go. We'll call it a 13-yard completion. That's the first completion of the second quarter for Blake Cremosta. 2:17 to go as he got out of bounds to stop the clock. Ravenna would love to keep that clock rolling, move the chains here. Centura could get the ball back. Cremosta pump fake, throws it as far as he can for Siskowski, and an over-the-shoulder catch at the 40, the 35. He breaks a tackle. 30, 20, Kine trying to bring him down from behind, and he does at the 5-yard line. First and goal for Ravenna. A 57-yard pass and completion to Tom Siskowski, who made a beautiful over-the-shoulder catch down the Centura sideline, broke two tackles, and took it to the 5, but there is a penalty flag for unsportsmanlike conduct, and that is on Centura. And that'll be a 2.5-yard penalty. And it'll be first and goal at about the 2-yard line here as Ravenna can take the lead with the first and really only big play here of the second quarter. 6-6, 2:04 to go here in the first half of play. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Siskowski kind of staying there on one knee while some subs come in before he can get into the huddle. And now Cremosta will bring his troops up to the 2-yard line. He's got McQuiggan as the fullback. Bach is the I-back. Twins left, nobody to the right side. Cremosta, man in motion, left side, wants to run option. Pitch play to Bach. Bach trying to get to the corner. He's being pursued, and he is going to be over the pylon, but it looks like there might be some laundry. They're going to say that he is out of bounds inside the 1, but he was pushed to the outer limits, and we've got a holding on Ravenna. And for the Blue Jays, that is their 6th penalty here of the ball game. And so you're again knocking on the door, first and goal just outside the 2. Next thing you know, you've got a tough, manageable yardage here back at about the 12-yard line. So first and goal at the 12 for the Blue Jays. This time they'll go shotgun. Send Nazika out wide to the left. McWiggins in the backfield. Cremosta rolls to his right. Under some pressure, needs to throw it away, and that's exactly what he's going to do. He'll throw that one out of bounds and live for another day. Smart idea there by Blake, and good pressure by that Centura defensive line. Brady Husenfeldt, Jacob Christensen, and some linebackers pursuing as well. You always got to watch out where Jacob Hickok is. 6'6", Ravenna Centura, 149. Again, this is one of those kind of plateau games. Been a long time since Centura's beat Ravenna. They're trying to knock them off the mountain, even though Ravenna not as strong as they have been the past few years. Trips to the right side, Cremosta on the option, pitches it to McWiggan. McWiggan is hit in the backfield. He's dragging the defender with him, but finally brought down by Brady Husenfeldt. Husenfeldt just grabbed onto that belt and held on till he could drag him down. And it's going to be marked at the 15-yard line, a loss of 3 on the play that time. And it's just not working right now on the ground for Ravenna. And again, you've got to figure it's 2-down territory here. This is where a kicker would be so, so huge, especially in a game like this. And that doesn't mean with the conditions that it would be an easy kick of any kind. And Ravenna is going to let the clock wind down here and then call timeout, it looks like. With 1:03 to go in the first half, Ravenna 6, Centura 6. It's third and goal, Ravenna at the Centura 15. When we come back, this timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance.
Ostermeyer Equipment is your headquarters for top-notch farming and ranching equipment in the Midwest. Stop in and see them for your Vermeer Super M cornstalk baler and for a full line of rakes, plus a great selection of wind rowers. Ostermeyer specializes in Vermeer, Great Plains, and MacDon equipment. With more parts on hand for those name brands than most dealers carry, see the knowledgeable staff at Ostermeyer Equipment today. Located on Range 220th Road between Shelton and Gibbon, best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game.
Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek fuel trailer dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek fuel trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Kirshner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek fuel trailers or call Kirshner's at 800-652-1938.
Again, we want to say a big thank you to our many fine sponsors, Nate Weaver and the crew here at Centura for their hospitality, as we had about a 90-minute weather delay tonight that's been going on throughout most of central Nebraska. I think if you're east of Grand Island, you're wondering what we're talking about, but we had about a 90-minute delay. So we've got 1:03 to go in the second quarter, Ravenna and Centura 6-6. Ravenna facing a third and goal at the Centura 15-yard line. Be interesting to see if they run this one. They send Bach in motion, giving them trips to the left side, rolling out Cremosta, stops, throws back across the middle of the football field, and it is incomplete. Looking for Matt Mazicka on a deep slant. Just simply overshot him, and now it'll be fourth down. And you can kind of tell there's just a little frustration out there on both sides because of the conditions. They have both missed on some opportunities here. And now fourth and goal at the 15. You could run about anything. They tried to overload the left side and come to the weak side on that pass here. You might just try a mini Hail Mary or a halfback pass or something like that. McWiggin is in as the lone running back. Twins right and back to pass Cremosta. Again, a slant to the other side, and it's behind the intended receiver. I believe that was Siskowski over on the left side, and it's incomplete. He never had a chance. So Centura will take over, and unless they bust a big run here or a big pass on first down, they'll probably be content to get to the halftime locker room. They'll take over on the 15-yard line. So Ravenna, twice here in the second quarter, stopped in the red zone. And we have just 54 seconds remaining in the first half. Hansen stays out of that shotgun. Low snap, he does want to throw it. Looking deep left side. Ball underthrown and intercepted at the 38-yard line. 35, 30, 25. It's Huff down the right sideline. Then he fumbled the football, but it went out of bounds. And that is the one thing Centura could not afford to do, is turn the ball over. Inside a minute, you hadn't been moving the football. You take a shot down the field, and you've got the first turnover of the football game. So, Dylan Huff with the INT. They'll mark the ball at the Centura 20. We have 44 seconds remaining here in the half, and it looks like Centura wants to use a timeout here on defense. Probably a good call there by Coach Hansen. Get him focused, make the stop, still get into the locker room tied. 6-6, first half, 44 seconds to go. Ravenna Centura, this timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance. We'll be right back.
Ravenna Superfoods is the place for big town savings with a large touch of hometown service. Fresh meats and produce can be found right in your hometown. So why not shop here and save yourself the drive? See friends and neighbors in the aisles of Ravenna Superfoods, a proud supporter of Ravenna Blue Jays on their road to success. Shop Ravenna Superfoods, located downtown Ravenna. Best of luck, teams.
With our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda back with you here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Dannebrog, Bolas, and Ravenna. It is Friday Night Football, 6-6 the score, with the last few seconds here of the second quarter, but it just got interesting again. 44 seconds to go. Ravenna threw an incomplete pass on fourth and goal at the 15. Centura decided to take a shot down the field. Ball was underthrown and intercepted. And it looks like might be an injured player for Ravenna over on the far sideline, and I just can't tell through the glare here who that is, as one of the players being walked all the way around here from the Ravenna sideline. And I'm not sure if it's injury or maybe something else, or somebody got tossed, because the referee came over and talked to a couple of people, but no. Looks like they're taking a look at him out there in the outfield. So here we go. First down and 10. Back to pass. Cremosta. He's just going to throw this one up for grabs. And it is almost intercepted as it bounces off the helmet of the Centura defender. And Zach Harston, the one that broke that one up. So everything right now is kind of a circus act right now, because neither team is having a whole lot of success offensively. That 57-yard pass to Siskowski set up Ravenna on their last possession, but nothing good has come offensively for either team here in the second quarter. Right now, Ravenna kind of playing like they're on a hope and a prayer here, seeing if they can just get somebody open. Again, Twins left. Folker's now in the backfield. Quick slant out here to Nazikin. It's right through his hands. Tried to set up just a quick little wide receiver screen on the right side because they had sent Siskowski downfield to block. And the ball incomplete. And for the quarterback, Blake Cremosta, he has put it up 10 times here in the second quarter, and he has two completions to show for it. On the other side, Hansen has put it up 11 times. He has three completions and the pick. But there's just not been anything on the ground either time, or any time either team has tried to run it up the middle. They're not getting more than a yard here in the second quarter. Third down and 10 at the 20-yard line of Centura. Cremosta looks left. Again, throws one underneath, but it hits the ground. Did they call it a catch? It looked like it hit the ground. And our officials, I guess, are going to mark that a completion to Bach. The key thing there is the clock's running, 20 seconds to go. And Ravenna hasn't called timeout. It was only a 2-yard completion. I'm guessing Ravenna here will probably run it down to about 2 seconds, call timeout, and take a shot at the end zone. And they're going to run it down to 5 seconds and call their final timeout. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance of Kearney. 5 seconds to go in the first half. Ravenna 6, Centura 6. Ravenna again in the red zone, trying to get in there and could be denied for the third consecutive time. We'll take a break and be right back.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history. While you are enjoying a great home-cooked meal, flash back to the past in this wonderful setting of the original tin ceiling, bare brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna. Read newspaper clippings from years past, from sports to town events. It's all at Flashbacks, and the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight. Flashbacks Bar and Grill in Ravenna.
All right, this should be the last play of the first half. It is fourth down, and Ravenna is 18 yards away from the end zone. In the shotgun is Cremosta. He rolls to his right, has some time, throws to the corner of the end zone, and double covered is Siskowski, and it's over his head and incomplete, and that will bring us to halftime. It is Centura 6 and Ravenna 6 here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll have the first half stats. We'll also send it back to the CPI Mr. Tire Studios for some score updates and just updates on who's playing right now with Merritt Lawson. That's all coming up, so stay with us here on Classic Hits. 6-6 is the score between Ravenna and Centura. We'll take a break and be right back.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
And welcome back to Centura High School, where we are at halftime. The 2-1 Centurions are tied up with the 1-2 Ravenna Blue Jays, 6-6. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Again, we had a weather delay of nearly 90 minutes here tonight. Also a weather delay at Miles Field. Plenty of weather delays anywhere from Wood River West. Now, most of the games in the East did not have to worry about any weather delay tonight, so we've got some final scores, we've got some partial scores, we've got some games that had just kind of gotten underway a little while ago, and Merritt Lawson's going to take a look at some of those scores here momentarily and let you know how the football games from around the state played tonight. If you are driving home from your game, thanks for joining us here on Classic Hits. Ravenna and Centura are tied 6-6. Here at the half. A reminder that tomorrow we will have Hastings College football on 1230 AM KHAS, pregame at noon. Kickoff from Dakota Wesleyan is at 1 o'clock with Mike Will and Jimmy Purcell. It's an off week for the Huskers. We've got a college football doubleheader on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Oklahoma at Notre Dame kicks off at 2:30. Wisconsin and Ohio State will follow, and their kickoff is at 7 with an NFL tripleheader Sunday. We've got the Bears-Lions at noon. Then we've got the Eagles-Broncos at 3:20. And the night game will be a good one as well between the Falcons and Patriots. And then Monday night, it's the Dolphins taking on the Saints in a battle of unbeatens. Tuesday, we will be back on the air with high school volleyball here on Classic Hits down the road in Grand Island as Central Catholic takes on Kearney Catholic, a top five battle, and what a rivalry it's been in the regular season, the sub-districts, the districts, and the state tournament over the last handful of years. And that is scheduled for a 7 o'clock start on Tuesday in Grand Island. There's plenty of football next week. Some good games around the area. Giltner Fullerton will have Kearney Catholic. Minden is one of our radio games. Amherst Shelton, so much more. And we'll let you know where we'll be coming up early next week. We'll take another break, and when we come back, Merritt Lawson in the CPI Mr. Tire Studios will update other scores from around the area. Again, here it is halftime. Centura Ravenna tied at 6.
All the staff and management of Loprino Foods in Ravenna would like to wish the area high school teams best of luck in the game. Loprino Foods is proud to be a part of the Ravenna community. Thank you for the hometown support of Loprino Foods in Ravenna. Understanding the pride it takes to be part of a team is no different in sports than it is at Loprino Foods. We take pride in our work environment and being a family, team-oriented company. Loprino Foods in Ravenna.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Welcome to the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show Studios. Here on Classic Hits 98.9, I'm Merritt Lawson giving you a scoreboard update. It is halftime currently right now in the game you're listening to. Ravenna and Centura, they're knocked up at 6 points apiece. Let's run down the scores that we have that have gone final. Grand Island defeats Kearney. They blank Kearney 26-0. Lincoln Southwest gets a win over Lincoln Southeast 13-10. And Norfolk beat out Lincoln Pius X, 38-14. Partial score we had was Lincoln High and Lincoln North Star knotted up at 7. We hope to get you a final on that later in the program today. Grand Island, Northwest, and Garing, as we move to Class B, knotted up at 17 at last check. Blair was leading Norris, 28-14 in the fourth quarter. McCook and Sydney, they were at half, and it was 6-3 Sydney. And at last check, Platteview was leading Schuyler by 20 points, 20-0. Finals we had in Class B include Beatrice beating Hastings 49-13, Aurora beating Scotts Bluff 28-21, Gretna beating Crete 31-0, Nebraska City with a win over Mount Michael 27-20, Alliance gets the win over Lexington 13-8, and Elkhorn gets a win over Columbus 42-16. C1 partial scores that we have include Lincoln Christian leading Auburn big, 59-27. Madison leading O'Neill 21-12. Broken Bow with a slight lead over Valentine, 13-0. Lincoln Lutheran, they're behind Falls City. Falls City is leading Lincoln Lutheran 38-21. In a game you can hear on 1460 AM, Kearney Catholic is leading Central City 21-0. And they still have three quarters to play. I just saw a tweet that they're getting back in action in St. Paul. Grand Island Central Catholic was leading St. Paul 7-0. They are just going to start the second quarter. Finals in C1 include Boone Central, Newman Grove, beating out Columbus SCOTUS 35-14. Wayne with a win over Fort Calhoun 7-0. Adams Central beat Gibbon on a game you heard on 1230 AM KHES 28-12. Oakland Craig with a win over West Point Beamer 41-13. Columbus Lakeview defeated David City 37-13. And Syracuse beat Sandy Creek 53-7. Partial scores we have in C2. Donovan Trumbull is just about to wrap it up over Thayer Central 42-13. Baird is leading Dundee County Stratton 32-0. And finals we have in C2 include Hastings St. Cecilia. They destroyed Superior 69-0. Lutheran High Northeast beat West Holt 29-14. Archbishop Bergen with a win over Takema Herman 40-6. North Platte St. Pat's defeated Wood River 48-14. Blue Hill got a win on a game you heard on the Breeze 94.5, and we brought you bonus coverage while we were in that lightning delay. They got the win, the Blue Hill Bobcats 28-14. And Centennial defeated Malcolm in a close one, 26-23. Partial scores we have in D1. A lot of these games were delayed. Heartland was leading Harvard 38-6 in the fourth quarter. South Loop at halftime was leading Loop City 34-0. Elm Creek and Arapaho, that's just west of here for Kearney, folk. That's 22-6, and there's rumor that there's another lightning delay. So if you're Kearney Catholic, let's get this game finished up. If you're Doug Duda out there in Carroll, let's get this game finished up because there's more weather headed that way. So they're going to delay the game a little bit. We'll see when they pick that up. No official time has been given. Alma is leading Anthony Litchfield 22-6 at halftime at last check. Howells Dodge gets a win over Cedar Bluff 64-18. Other finals include Exeter Milligan defeating Johnson Brock 76-14. Creighton with a big win over Elgin Public Pope John 62-14. Hemingford defeated the Sutherland Sailors 42-8. And Twin Loop defeated Palmer 29-19. Partial scores in D2 include Nebraska Lutheran leading Hampton. That game has actually gone final. We'll get you that final later on in the program. Medicine Valley defeated Brady 35-14. And Bruning Davenport Shickley in a final defeat, McCool Junction 36-19. Amherst and Wilcox Hildreth, they avoided the rain. They played at 3:30 this afternoon. They didn't have to deal with the rain. Amherst got a big win, 53-0. We do want to pass along Spalding Spalding Academy and Pleasanton. They decided that they will not play their game today due to the rain. They'll play it later. They'll actually play it tomorrow at 6 p.m. Those are the finals that I have. We'll turn it over to Doug Duda right after this.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Urbana. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
In the market for a new or used vehicle, save time, save money, and shop first at crossroads-ford.com. You'll find Crossroads' complete inventory online. From pickups and SUVs to money-saving compacts, just go to crossroads-ford.com. And if you have something special in mind, just click on Car Finder, and Crossroads will help you find the vehicle you're looking for. Your first step in finding a new or used vehicle, crossroads-ford.com. The place to get a great deal.
And welcome back here to Centura. Let's take a look at some of the first half numbers on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Our ball game between Ravenna and Centura tied 6-6. They have taken a little bit shorter halftime than normal because of our long delay and really didn't need that much more time to warm up anyway. Here's what we've got in this football game, and we will start with the statistics for the visiting Ravenna Blue Jays, as they didn't get much going on the ground at all in the second quarter. Chance Bach, 9 carries, 22 yards. Josh McQuillan has 3 carries for 5 yards. Sam Folkers, 1 carry, 4 yards. Tom Siskowski, 2 carries for 3 yards. Blake Cremosta, 5 carries, 12 yards, and the lone touchdown. 20 rushing attempts, 46 yards for Ravenna. Through the air, Cremosta started beautifully. He was 4 for 4 in the first quarter, but that changed in the second quarter where he was 3 of 12, so he's 7 out of 16. No picks, no touchdowns, 140 yards through the air, 46 on the ground. That's 186 yards of total offense. 8 first downs for Ravenna. They punted it 3 times for an average of 36 yards. 6 penalties, though, for 43 yards for Ravenna. For Centura, Jake Hickok, 7 carries, 31 yards. Levi Rosenquist, 6 carries, 13 yards. Michael Hansen, 3 carries, 6 yards. 16 rushing attempts, 50 yards for Centura. Through the air, Michael Hansen, 5 out of 17, 1 pick, no interceptions. Then you add what they had on the fake punt. Hickok had a 7-yard completion, but it was just short of the first down. So as a team, 6 out of 18, no touchdowns, 1 pick for 43 yards is all through the air, and 1 touchdown, the 15-yard pass to Holcomb. 50 on the ground, 43 through the air, just 93 yards for Centura, 7 first downs. They have punted it 3 times for an average of 39 yards. They have 1 turnover and 2 penalties for 25 yards. Centura scoring on the 15-yard pass to Travis Holcomb. Blake Cremosta, a 3-yard run for Ravenna. And Centura will get the ball, at least it was their choice, here to start the second half. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. Ravenna and Centura tied at 6, and the second half is next.
Are you satisfied with your current Pivot dealer? Are your warranty issues handled efficiently? Does your current Pivot dealer have years of design experience to put the right product in your fields that will save you time and money? If you answered no to any of these questions, then you owe it to yourself to call Stoltenberg Irrigation, your Valley Pivot dealer. Eck and Design.